Well, how you doing there, gentlemen? Well, for those of you who don't know it, the UK is actually broken. The infrastructure's falling apart. The government that's in at the moment is against the people. Then people that are suffering the most are the older people. And here's one of the reasons why. This Pakistani Femon student came to the UK on a visa. But she applied for refugee status because of her Christian beliefs, that she would be persecuted back in Pakistan. And she'd already overstayed her visa. Anyway, she was allowed to stay for a while her case was being sorted. Then after some time, she was basically arrested and was going to be sent back to Pakistan. She was allowed to stay but wasn't able to work. This all happened over a sort of a 3-year period. But this Femon took the Home Office to court, saying she was treated like a criminal. Well, I don't know, you come to the country, your visa runs out, but you're still in the country. That's kind of like a criminal, isn't it? Anyway, she was awarded £98,000. Oh, let me get this straight. She's come to this country, she hasn't paid anything into the society at all, didn't pay into the society when she was here, but is awarded £98,000 from the people who actually did put into the society. Now, I guess she could go back to Pakistan and live like a queen on that type of money. Then I guess now you know why, guys, the UK is in such a state. But if you notice, Femon's new scam is sue people all the time. If she went back to Pakistan and tried to sue them, see what would happen. And no wonder the UK has so many immigrants coming to it. They can get benefits that they haven't paid into, and usually will have a better standard of life than the most people here that's lived here all their lives. People may say, oh, you're Canadian in the UK. Yes, but I have the right of abode. My mother was English. My father was Canadian. They met in the war when he was over here fighting for Canada. Actually, single-handedly, he won the war. And I've worked here a lot of my life and paid in. Unless there's a big government change, I'm afraid the UK is gone. But it doesn't matter to me because I'm a pretty old guy, so it won't make much difference. I mean, how long have I got? I'll put a link to the news item down below. Guys, you take it easy.